While the children are going out, turn your will in your Bible to Luke, the 15th chapter. Luke 15, that's in the New Testament. 27 books. Third book. 15th chapter. I just love Brother Bill. Verse 7, I say to you that likewise there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance. Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you today that you've allowed us to come, and now we realize unless you speak to our hearts through the Holy Spirit, we won't understand. So, Lord, we want to understand today, and we want you to touch us at the point of our need, for all of us are here with different needs in our life. And, Lord, I pray that you'll just touch us today in a very special way so that when we come to the end of the service, Lord, we can make the right decision that you led us to make, not someone else. And, God, we'll give you the praise and everything. For it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen. I like the way Luke begins. It starts out, it says, then all the tax collectors and the sinners drew near to Jesus to hear him. All those publicans and sinners were drawing near to Jesus. And much is said about Christ in those few words. It tells us that when we have failed and we realize that we have failed in life, we've got sin in our life, God is there to help us. He's not there. We're already under the condemnation. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And the wages of that sin is death. But Christ wants us to come to him. As a little child, I said, they saw him as a friend of the sinners. They saw Jesus Christ as one who ate with them, took time with them to speak to them, and to meet their needs. Isn't that great that God is here this morning to meet every one of our needs that we have? I don't know about you, but I just imagine if you're like me, then there's points in our life that we have needs right now. And Christ wants to meet that need. Here he tells four stories. And in these stories are four ways of getting lost. Now, I don't know if you've heard Luke chapter 15 this way before, but it won't take over 2 or 3 hours to go through all of these ways of getting lost. And I'm going to try to compress that down into 35, 40 minutes, okay? So that we'll all get out of here about the same time. And there's four different ways of getting lost. And then there's four consequences of being lost. And then there's the fourfold quest of the lost. So let's look at these real quick. One is lost. We are lost. People are lost through their heedlessness today in our life. He tells a story, listen to this, of the parable of a sheep being lost. He says, what man of you having 100 sheep, if he loses one in the wilderness, does he not go after the one which is lost until he finds it? This sheep was not a bad sheep, was it? This sheep was one of the sheep in a flock of 100 that just kind of wandered away, drifted away. Have you ever thought about drifting? I know that I do a lot of hunting out in the woods, and every once in a while, you'll walk off and you'll stand a little ways and you'll look around, and the next minute you know, you'll walk a little further, and the first thing you know, you've walked a long way. Not really thinking about how far it was, but you look around and you've wandered quite a bit. You've left where you first started a good ways back, maybe 200 or 300 yards. And it seemed like just a short walk, but yet you have drifted away from that first spot. Well, you know that sheep graze. and this one begin to graze. He wasn't a bad sheep. He wasn't just a renegade sheep that always wanted to run away from all the others. The grass just looked greener over there. And so he wandered over there, and he failed to recognize after a while that he was all alone. And he wandered aimlessly away from the flock, not paying attention. You know what? That's the way we are in our life. We get lost. We get busy with life. I see a lot of young parents today busy with life. They're working, trying to burn the candle at both ends. They're doing this and they're doing that. And the first thing you know, they've gradually drifted away. You know, they drift away from God. We drift away from our homes. We drift away from our families. Heard a song the other day. A little boy said, "Daddy, all I want is a minute or two of your time. How much would that cost?" Oh, isn't it sad that we drift away from God like that? God says, "I love you. I want you in the fold." But you wandered away like this sheep. We're lost through the heedlessness of the voice of the master. And then the coin. In verse 8, there's a story of the coin. The coin is lost through idleness. The coin was just the same before, and after it gets lost, it still had value even though it was lost in the house. See, being lost does not mean that a person has no value. I look at our society today and I see a lot of lost people in our society. And I think to myself, you know, God loves that person. He's valuable or she's valuable to God. You may be here this morning and you think, "Well, I'm not very valuable. What can I do for God's kingdom?" I don't know what you can do, but I know that you're valuable to God. God loves you. He sent his son to die on the cross for you. And if you want him to, he will come into your life and he'll fill your life and remove the sin in your life. And all you can do what he's asked you to do in your life, you see, and be worth something. As long as we're not being used in idleness, then we're not doing that what we designed. My wife gave me some money the other day. You know, I asked her for some money and she gave me some money. She don't give me much because I lose it. Now, I put that money somewhere between the kitchen and the car. How can you lose, I think it's about $15. How can you lose $15 from our kitchen to our car, which is about as far as here to Jody over there? But when I got to the car and I sat down, I cranked the car and I got the looking around, I said, "I don't have no money. Where did it go? Man, that's $15. But I'd lost it. So I went back and I asked her, I said, "Can I have some more money?" That's dangerous. But you know, she gave me some more. And then I went and got in the car, but I held on to this, man. I said, "I got you. You're not going anywhere." "What, who's on a 20, Jefferson?" I said, "You're not going anywhere this time." Put it in my front pocket. Started driving down the road. Looked over in the door of the car. There was the 15. Either I'm getting old or something's slipping, but, you know, that's the way it is. But it would do no good as long as it was out of circulation, wasn't it? It was doing me no good. Folks, God loves us, but we get lost sometimes right here in his house. And we're out of circulation. And we're not doing what God wants us to do. And then there's a lostness through willfulness, sin. There's a story of the prodigal son. You know the story of the prodigal son. His son asked his father for his inheritance. You see, the good son would think only of the father. But this son says, "You know, Father, I want what's coming to me now." You see, willful, deliberately, he wanted what was coming to him. And he took, the Bible says, what he got from the Father and went out and wasted it on riotous living. You see? Willful sin. Some of us today, over and over, God has spoken to our hearts and said, I want you to come to me. I want you to forgive. I want to forgive you of your sin. And you said, Lord, I don't want to come right now. I want to live life my way. That's willful sin, you see. And then there's the haughtiness of the elder brother. He stayed home with the father all those years, and he was still lost. He was so full of his pride in his own life. He wondered why he didn't have what the other brother had when he came home. You see, he was satisfied with self because he was intolerant of others. He said, your son, not my brother, but he said, Father, your son has come home, and I've been here all the time, and I've never had such a party or something like this happen to me. Pride. How does your lifestyle and your attitudes reflect Christ today? How does your lifestyle affect others today? Does it attract people to Christ? Or does it drive them away? There are four ways of being lost, and as we just looked there, lost through heedlessness, idleness, willful sin, or pride, haughtiness in our life. Now, if you're here today, you're probably under one of those ways today in our life. But let's look at the consequences. There's the sheep, the helpless, distressed. The sheep was not lost because it had been destroyed. He was still out there wandering. It was very much alive, very much a part of the flock as a whole, but away from the flock because it had wandered away and it was fixing to be in distress. When you're away from the Father, when you're away from the flock, when you're gone your own way, let me say there's dangers out there. There's all kinds of dangers out there. The devil wants to destroy your life. And let me tell you, when you're away from the flock, when you're away from God, man, the old devil's going to do everything he can to destroy your life. Today, people have no sense of purpose in life, do they? People tell me all the time, well, I don't want to have to follow God's law. I want to do things my way, preacher. I want to worship how I want to worship. And I think to myself, okay, but you're going to suffer the consequences of those things that you do. You see, the Bible says the wages of sin is death. And folks, that means eternal separation from God. There's a consequence of being helpless out there, away from God, away from the flock. And then there's the consequences of the uselessness, the coin. I said the coin still had value, but it just wasn't being doing what it was designed for. It wasn't being useful. And also, it was the property of the owner. But while it was the property of the owner and lost, it has no value, does it? I was thinking, I don't have money to buy a Coke. And yet it was right there beside me, and I couldn't find it. You see, some of us have lost touch with God. You've lost communication. You've lost your value. And you're useless to Him unless you get back into His service. Think about it. And then there's the consequences of the prodigal son. The clean-cut, well-dressed young man that left his father's house. The Bible tells us after he spent his money on the riotous living, finds himself in the hog pens of life. He's in the mud of life, and he's wishing he had something to eat so that the Bible says he wants to fill himself with the husk of the hogs. What's left behind. Man, that's a consequence of willful sin leaving the Father. We find ourselves in a low kind of living. And then there's the consequence of our joylessness, the elder brother. As he lived in the Father's house all those years, he had no joy in his life. Why? Because he was living in a rebellious state. In his own life, I believe he wanted to be like the prodigal. He wanted to be out there living it up. And he was mad at his brother. I believe he's mad at his father. I believe he's mad at the whole world, even himself. He had no joy and had no peace. Whatever it was, he was not a happy young man. And some of us today are just like him. We've lost our joy. We've lost our usefulness in our service to God. Oh, he wants us to serve him. And then there's a fourfold quest of these lost things. There's a quest of Christ. He is a good shepherd. And he tells about the 100 sheep and one goes missing. He goes after that one and he won't stop searching for it till he's found it. You know, that's the way Christ is. He wants you today to come to trust him as your Lord and Savior. I said earlier, someone here today is probably lost. You've never trusted Christ. You're out wandering aimlessly through life. You have no sense of purpose. You don't know where you're going, what you're going to do. You're just out there wandering. Let me tell you something. Christ wants you to come to him today. I believe he's here in the power of the Holy Spirit. I believe he's searching, looking for that one person who will come to him. The Bible says when he finds him, he picks him up. He doesn't condemn that person. He picks him up, puts him on his shoulders, and he carries them to safety. Let me tell you something. If you'll come to Christ today, he will touch your life in a very special way. He'll seal you with his Holy Spirit. He'll set you on a solid rock, and you're safe in the arms of God for all eternity. Isn't that wonderful to know? I never will forget the day I come to know Jesus Christ. It brought me a certain peace that passes all understanding. I just can't explain it, but I know it happened that day because I've never worried about it since then. And until that day, I was always wondering. And then there's the quest of the Holy Spirit, like the coin. The Holy Spirit is here today, and it sweeps through this building, just like the young lady probably took a broom and swept that house looking for that one coin. The Holy Spirit is sweeping through here in his power today and touching people's hearts that they might come to know him as Lord and Savior and restore. Oh, pick up that lost one and restore them to service. To be useful for what you're called to do. And then the Bible talks about the quest of the Heavenly Father. Like the prodigal son father, he's standing on the porch. He's watching when his son is coming towards the house. And he runs and falls on his neck, the Bible says, and kisses him and tells his servants to bring forth the robe and the sandals and the ring and kill the fatted calf. I think about the Father. So loves us today, the Bible says, that he gave his Son to die on the cross that you and I might have life. That's how much God loves us. He took the initiative to save us this morning. Would you come today? Like the Heavenly Father searching through you. And then there's the quest of the church. You know, this church, I believe this church is a loving church, is a dynamic church. And the Bible says, as the Father has sent me, Jesus says, so send I you. We just saw a show of Reach Texas, an article by David Pratt, head of the mission, IMB president. He's encouraging us to reach out to the world, reach out to Texas. There's people all around us that are lost. All you have to do is go down the highway and knock on doors on Sunday. You'll find a lot of people that are without Christ. And Jesus says, just as Christ was sent on a quest for souls, so are you and I to go out and search. Well, he says, as my Father has sent me, even so I sent you. So this morning, however you might be lost, through heedlessness, through the idleness, through willfulness, or through the haughtiness, you can be assured that the Father, the loving Father, is in heaven, and He wants to forgive you of your sins. He wants to bring you into the fold. All you have to do is listen to it. A Savior who died for you, and the Holy Spirit is searching for you to bring you today safely back into the fold so that there may be joy in the house. You know, the Bible tells me that the angels rejoice in heaven over one person that comes to trust Him as Lord and Savior. I don't believe you're here by accident. You know, you're here today because God sent you here. You're here today because God allowed you to come here. And you might be wandering heedlessly away from the flock. And God is saying, I want you to come to me. Would you come? Would you come? You've never trusted Him as Savior of your life. Maybe you're here today and you have trusted Him as Savior in your life, but you've wandered away from Him. And you know what? Even though we're part of the flock, we lost the joy of serving God because we're not doing what we're designed to do. Would you come to Him? Maybe you just need to kneel at the cross or at the altar and say, Lord, here I am. I'm part of the family, but yet I'm not being useful. He wants to pick you back up. I know. I've been there. I've been there when I thought, Lord, why in the world did you ever call me to preach? And He picks me back up and puts me back on the solid rock. Maybe you're here today and you're looking for a church home. And this is a place that God has led you. And you know it in your heart. Won't you come? I'd be glad to share with you how you can join this fellowship. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for Luke chapter 15. Lord, I thank you for the stories that you put down so that we might see our need for salvation. Lord, that we might see that there's a Holy Spirit searching for us today, that we might hear the message of the gospel through the power of the Spirit. Lord, if there's someone here today that they're lost, that they might come simply by faith, the Bible says, and trust you as Lord and Savior of their life. We give you praise, for it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen.